Hey, beautiful people. My name's Taylor, also known as Priceless Tay.
And I'm your co-host, Teddy Rosario.
We want to welcome you back to What the
Finance! What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of WTF, What the Finance, a podcast hosted by Taylor Price and myself, Teddy Rosario. Today, WTF, investing is simple like that. Just like that, you guys. It's super simple. If ever you missed our last episode last week, December 31st, 2020, because you were partying too hard for this new year, well, me and Taylor, we want to wish you a wonderful new year. We wish you health, success in your project in school, prosperity, and just tons of happiness. But moving forward, it's time to start hustling, you guys. So one of our favorite hustles is investing. So that's why we chose to start the year with investing. So we decided that this year we're going to give you a lot of knowledge about investing, but we're going to start gradually and then we'll improve. And especially this month, we'll have a focus on investing. So I hope you are excited and ready. So, investing 101, what is it? What is investing, first of all? So, investing is the act of actually purchasing something that will grow in value over time. This means that you will be able to sell it to a higher price than what you bought it for and make profits. Or it also means that you can buy something that will give you money every period of time. So monthly, every trimester, every year. So it really depends on the asset or the security itself. And by the way, Taylor will show you guys some different types of security next week, like stocks, crypto, real estate. So make sure you tune in next Thursday. So that way you know how, when it'll be. So it will be the 14th of January, 2021. So be there. But in the meantime, just know that normally what you put your money in is called liabilities. You put your money in things that will take money out of your pockets compared to an asset that's supposed to give you more money in your pockets. And these concepts about assets and liabilities are coming from Robert Kiyosaki with his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that I totally recommend you read. It's such an awesome book. So, to go back to the story, normally you put your money in liabilities, which are objects that I said that takes money out of your pockets. So every time you purchase a new pair of shoe, that it's not your first pair of shoe, it's an extra pair of shoe that you buy for fashion purposes or just because of a guilty pleasure, well, that pair of shoe kind of becomes a liability if it's a normal pair of shoe, if it's not a collection pair of shoe, for example, because it'll just decrease in value over time, and in the end, you'll have to donate it for free or to sell it for a lesser price than what you bought it for. So what's a problem and what distinguishes the rich from the poor is that from Robert Kiyosaki's perspective, is definitely because the poor keeps buying liabilities and the rich keeps buying assets. So what's really funny is that, you know, you can invest in Nike. I think the stock trades for something like around $100. I'll just verify. But then a pair of shoe of Nike could run for the same price. Okay, so a Nike stock is $142 USD, and the Nike pair of shoe could be the same amount sometimes. So can you imagine the decision you have to make to invest in your future and invest in yourself, or to buy a pair of shoe for guilty pleasure? So one decision is going to make you richer and one's going to make you poorer, and I'll let you make the deduction yourself with what I just said. Why is it important to invest? For me, there's different reasons that it's important to invest. So the first one is for inflation purposes. So if you're not familiar with inflation is a concept that says to you that the prices of goods increases over time. This means that let's say you go to a grocery store every single week and you buy the same items every single week. Milk, eggs, bread, and it costs you $20, for example, every single week. Well, a year later, technically, it'll cost you maybe $25 for the same things, but your money did not increase. It's the prices of things that increased of $5 in total, which means that you're going to need to take off $5 more in your pockets to pay that new $25 total, which before you just had to pull out $20. So you technically just lost $5 in my perspective. So inflation in North America, well, actually in Canada, is normally around 2%. But with COVID-19, I saw an article where it said it could have reached this year 4%. So yeah, what does this say is that if you don't want to lose that $5, you're going to need to place your money, have your money invested in places where it could at least beat inflation. This means that if inflation is 2%, you want to have your money placed to somewhere where you're going to have 2% return. So at least you make sure your money is equal to what it was last year. So moving forward, you're just making sure you're not losing money through inflation. So it's actually more dangerous, in my opinion, not to invest because of inflation than actually investing your money in very low risk investments that we can talk about it in another episode. Another reason to start investing is because of one of your projects. So for example, you're a student and you want a $10,000 car in 3 years. So you're saving for it. But let's say you invest that money for you. Well, then instead of saving $10,000, maybe you'll only have to save $8,000 and your money will reach $10,000 on its own through investing for 3 years. So it could be any other projects. You can save in an investing account, for a house, for a long-term project. Another reason to start investing is for retirement. So we're talking about a very, very long-term project, which is your retirement. And so the sooner you start investing, the more you can have more money long-term. So history has proven so far that the stock market, for example, and real estate market is actually going up over a period of time. So if you're patient enough, you can invest long term to see almost guaranteed returns. Now understand that investing has different components, like the risk factor. So it, of course, when you invest, it could never be 100% safe, unfortunately, but you can choose the type of investment that will make you more comfortable, just like, for example, low risk investment, medium risk investment, or high risk investment, as well as there's different strategies. You can go ahead and be a trader, which is a short-term investor. A trader actually trades securities like crypto, forex, foreign exchange, that we can talk about it maybe in another episode if you request it, and stocks. And that trader actually makes decision technically on a very short period of time. It could be seconds, minutes, hours, days. And then they invest, and then they sell in that very short period of time. As of an investor, they most likely will invest for months and years and even decades. So if you choose to be a trader, it brings more risk, but it could potentially bring more money. If you choose to be a long-term investor, it brings less risk because long-term, it has been proven that the market technically goes up. So it's almost guaranteed, but then it brings maybe less money than if you are a trader. So yeah, these were two different strategies that you can choose to be an investor, as well as there's other different strategies like dividends. If you're not familiar with dividends, dividends are when a company redistributes their profits to the investors. So for example, let's say I purchased a part of Walmart, which makes me now an investor because I purchased a stock of Walmart. And then Walmart makes so much money that they're like, here you go. I'm going to distribute you back some of our profits because you are one of our investors. And so these are called dividends. So some people can choose to only invest in stocks that gives back dividends. So yeah, dividend investors is a strategy that you can go with. And I've been talking about stocks, but I realized that maybe you don't even know what's a stock. So a stock is a tiny, tiny part of a company that you could purchase. So that's it, you guys. I can't wait to share you guys more about this investing habit that I hope you guys want to start this year. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. You can find me at Tiria Rosarian on Instagram to ask me any questions. I hope I'll see you guys there, and we'll see you guys next week as well. Thank you guys. Bye.
You've been listening to WTF, What the
Finance,
with the one and only
Tedia Rosarian,
and last but not least, Taylor Price. Make sure to receive all of the updates on WTF by texting WTF to 424-226-5797. Message and rates may apply.